So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
On your commute today, you may have noticed something different, especially if you were working east and west from, what, about Novi to Milford?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the start of...
The metering.
Ramp metering.
Mm-hmm. So, for people, what is ramp metering?
It's a stoplight on ramps.
Exactly.
That's basically what it is. And it's, I believe today they're all at least started blinking yellow.
That's what the one article we had yesterday said. They were just going to introduce them. And this article that I just read, it sounds like there might only be one that was actually turned on today.
Oh, okay.
There's going to be multiple ramp meters. But I saw that it's there's only one, according to this article.
So if you're going east or west, it's on the on-ramps, basically from just about 12 Oaks Mall, that Novi area, all the way out to Milford. And it is intended to control the flow of traffic on the on-ramps and speed up the flow of traffic on, or at least manage traffic on the highway.
Yeah. Help prevent accidents, things like that.
Yeah. So it, in theory, and I've seen this at, in a number of different places. I know that they have it out west in California. A lot of those highways have the stoplights on the on-ramp. I've seen it in some of the other big cities. So it's... it's not a new concept, at least to me. If you haven't been in any of those, it will seem new. It may seem awkward at first, but
okay, it sounds like
it's a big deal.
So this article says that when the light turns red, you stop at the red light, but then you wait for it to turn green, and then it says it's only one car per green light.
Right, so it'll turn green, and then I don't know if there's
a
sensor when... Well, I think it may speed up the flow of traffic on the highway, but I think there is a risk of it backing up traffic on the on-ramp.
It sounds like it. Especially, let's say there's traffic and then a major accident. And there's not, traffic isn't even flowing very quickly on the highway. You're going to be waiting for a long time on that entrance ramp. If you're going one car per green light.
Well, sure, yeah. I mean, an accident's going to hose up anything. But
yeah.
Good question. So if it's not busy, it's not during rush hour, is the light just staying green,
it'll just be completely turned off, or it'll just be blinking yellow.
And you do what you normally do. You speed up as you get on the on-ramp, and then you are on the highway.
Yeah, and I think one of the concerns I've had of people that aren't familiar with this is, how am I supposed to go from a dead stop to a speed to merge? Well, the reason they're using this is because the speed on the highway is not the posted speed limit.
It's a crawl.
It's not 70. So if the speed of traffic is going 35, or if it's going 40, somewhere in that range, you don't have to go from 0 to 60 on the on ramp.
How do they measure this? Like, make the decision when to do it? Are they using
high traffic times?
Yeah.
So I mean, typically, obviously, if you're in Milford and you're working anywhere in Metro Detroit, you're going to be traveling east on 96, heading towards 696. In the morning. That's where the commutes could be. So those will be the ones that are turned on. If you're going west, I would be shocked in the morning if they're turned on. Those will be turned on in the afternoon.
Home. Yeah. How do you guys feel about this? John's point is it's in other cities. People texting about Denver, and I know Chicago and Minneapolis. Big cities do this. We're very stuck in our ways as drivers here in the state of Michigan. Are we embracing this? 248-539-9797.
I think it's too new for me to say. I mean, I've never even experienced it.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's going to help the flow of traffic, reduce crashes, sure, let's go for it. I'm also very stubborn, though. I'm like,
don't tell me when to go.
Yeah, you're going to add a traffic light here? No way. You know what I mean?
One more stop on my commute? Come on.
Uh-huh. So my instant reaction is like, oh, I hate this. But I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal.
There is... the intention is one car per light. And I don't know if there's a sign there. I've seen these lights because we had, baseball tournaments in Milford. So I was going on and off 96 the last couple of weekends. But I didn't notice if there was a sign that says, you know, one car per green light, because I guarantee you, we know how drivers are in this, and I know how I would be if that green light turns green and the car in front of me goes, I'm going to be right on their bumper, see if I can get there before it turns red again.
I'm also wondering, will this cause any crashes here on the on-ramp? Like, what if you're not, like you said, we're used to picking up our speed to enter at a certain speed, and then all of a sudden you come to a red light and you're slamming on your brakes because you're not used to seeing a red light on an entrance ramp.
Well, I would think, if you're the first one there and it turns red, maybe, but everyone else is going to have taillights.
I know.
So you'll see them stopping in front of you.
But people are distracted and they don't pay attention.
That's their problem.
But it could be mine if you crash into me.
I also wonder about people currently on the highway. As people putter into the highway, right? They're starting from a stop at this light. They're not going to be getting on very fast. If you're in that farthest right lane, do you have to adjust now because of this?
Well, you have to adjust if you're normally driving to those that you, I would hope you would adjust.
Yeah.
But it's also a high traffic situation. So it's not like you're speeding up. It's you're going at high congestion speeds.
So I wonder if this is kind of like roundabouts. Where they're supposed to be good, right?
On
pro roundabout.
They
are. Instead of stopping, we keep the flow of traffic. You just look to your left, and if you're good, you just keep going. You're not stuck waiting.
Right.
They help the flow of traffic. We say it, and then people don't know what they're doing. So it's supposed to be good, but if nobody does it, it's a disaster. It's kind of like the zipper merge. It's the right thing to do, but if nobody does it, if this is the right thing to do, but people are trying to cheat, and do two cars per light, or they're ignoring them entirely, it's going to create more headaches.
Well, I think in the short term, it may, but people will get used to it. They'll adjust.
Have we got used to roundabouts?
Yes.
Have you driven with people? Other Michiganders?
Yeah, some people are just really dumb.
Okay. Well, they're on the road with us.
Yes, they are. And I don't think necessarily roundabouts is their biggest challenge. and it would be interesting to hear from some of those people. Like, I meant to ask my wife about this because she grew up in Southern California, and this is where I've seen this in place before. Those that have grown up with it, like that's all they knew. Like, how do they view this being implemented now in Metro Detroit?
So you have a podcast and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Because if it works, it's not going to be the only place that they do it.
No, this will pop up. The thought why we're bringing this up is not for the people exclusively commuting this morning that may have seen it.
It's in that 6-mile stretch.
It's, hey, this could be more normal. How do you feel about it? Let's get to Amy on a cell. Amy, good morning.
Hello. Yes. So those entrance ramps alternating are in Phoenix and are very common in Phoenix. It's to space out the cars entering the highway. And it's an alternating red light, green light. So your entrance ramp, while you're sitting on that ramp, becomes two lanes. And it's, you know, you get a red light on the left while there's a green light on the right. And then it alternates. And so it's going to be new. It's going to take some time for everyone to adjust to it. But I do think it will help the flow of the traffic. For example, this morning, heading east on 96.
Okay. Did you do that on 96 this morning?
I haven't yet. I'm heading that way. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
So they're kind of forcing the zipper method in a way, right? Yeah, with the alternating. Yeah. And yes.
Yes.
And we know how much people love the zipper method.
Well, hopefully this will be another introduction and they'll all of a sudden be like, oh, it does work.
I guess what it is I like the idea. I don't know that I have faith in our drivers.
I think that's what it is. I think ultimately we'll all get used to it. It's going to be fine. Yeah. And maybe we'll really grow to love it.
Grow to love it?
Maybe. Maybe we'll see that, yes, it really does improve the flow of traffic really well. This was a great idea.
How did we ever do life without ramp metering?
Right.
It could be. I mean, if you leave the same at the house at the same time every day, this is where you'll notice it. And all of a sudden, okay, if I leave my house at 7:35 and I get to work at 8:05 every single day, no matter what happens, I travel the same route, do all the same things. Then all of a sudden, this is implemented and I'm now getting there at 8 o'clock, or I'm getting there at just before 8. That'll be when people will look and say, well, you know, what's changed?
Right.
Well, it's the ramp metering.
And if you go, hey, I
it is speeding up the flow of traffic.
Yeah, I guess for 5 minutes in the morning, yeah. Who doesn't want that?
Yeah.
So you have a podcast and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.